Book face, ladies and gentlemen. Book face. And of course, you've all heard about what has happened with Facebook and the concerns that have been brought up. I know you're trying to, we multitask. We're doing chat room, we're chatting on the air and everything. But Facebook and everything that has happened with Cambridge Analytica and realization that our information is not at all private.
Right, exactly. So I don't know a lot about the details, really, in truth. I do know that Facebook has said that, or we found out that Facebook has another company that has taken our data and is storing it.
Not quite Facebook, but let's look back at, 2014, the API, which is the application programming interface that allows apps to communicate with the Facebook backend, the data, allowed apps to gain an astronomical amount of information about the user's accounts. But here's the problem. If I added the malicious app to my Facebook profile and authorized it to go ahead, it not only gave them access to my profile, but it also gave them access to all of my friends' profiles. And we're not talking just the public stuff. We're talking the private stuff. Okay? So call it a glitch in the matrix or whatever you want to call it. But so, of course, Cambridge Analytica built a system to take advantage of that and leech all of this confidential information, which many are saying is against the, it's probably against some kind of terms of use at the time, but certainly against moral code.
Right.
But the fact is that the back end was there and developed by Facebook and provided for them. It's like, okay, here, say to my 7-year-old, here's a bucket full of candy. Don't eat any. And then leave the room.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So big news personally is that not just because of this, but for a lot of reasons, I'm breaking up with Facebook.
What? Okay. So this
is scary.
This takes me to my next comment.
Yeah.
Delete Facebook is the movement that's happening on Twitter
right now.
Hashtag delete Facebook. And I have to ask myself and I have to ask the community at large, why?
Well, okay, so here's why for me. And it's not about, it's actually, this has brought it back up for me. But the problem, I feel like Facebook to me is a bit too much of an addiction. Like I get up in the morning.
So that's a different thing altogether
privacy. Exactly. Sure. But it's, I guess it's conditioned me to the point where if I go to check my banking or go to check something else, I'm actually like clicking the Facebook icon by default. Like everything is that. And I feel consumed by it. I feel like I'm checking it too often. I feel like I'm really close to the people I'm closest with anyway.
Right.
And the extra people, I feel as though, even though I love them, there's a lot of emotions that happen because I'm checking my Facebook feed and I need not know about some of the things, you know?
Okay.
It's hard to explain really, except that I don't need that news feed all of the time. I don't want to feel like I'm in this weird toxic relationship with Mark Zuckerberg. it's strange.
Well, and
to
part
me.
Of it is that your news feed is conditioned by the algorithms.
Yeah.
In order to manipulate your emotions and everything else.
So want it as much as I do.
That's kind of tails. But looking at heads, the biggest thing that has arisen over the past couple of weeks is the fact that your data is not confidential. Now, people who have used Facebook, and we've had this discussion in the past, people who have used Facebook think that they are the customer of Facebook, and they're not. The customer of Facebook are the data collection agencies that collect and aggregate data, that use that data for advertising purposes and to be able to promote their services and whatever else they want to promote, say elections. We're not the customer. We are the currency. We are our data, our privacy, our private information that we have chosen to post on Facebook is the transaction. That is what is their product.
Right.
So every time I post a picture, every time I post a message, every time I like something or click on an ad or click on a message, I am basically giving them more data about me. So now they can take that data, aggregate it using AI and machine learning and say, okay, this person likes these things and these are the things that we are going to market to you and we're going to sell this person. So Facebook is going to sell Robbie Ferguson to Raspberry Pi, say. Not that they utilize the service, but services that I would click on and I would appreciate.
Right.
So that's what they do.
Right.
Makes sense? So I go back to my question, why? We know that we are not the customer, we are the product, mm-hmm. because we're using this service as a free service. And we all read the terms and conditions, right?
We all scroll to the bottom.
Let that one sink in. One sink in. And so because we are the product, we have to be responsible about what we post, what we do mm-hmm. on that system, because we are being watched and we are being recorded.
Like how much?
Everything. Okay. Everything. You think your private chats are private? No.
Okay. So should I be worried about Messenger if I'm worried about Facebook?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's the same company, right?
Right.
And how much do you pay for Messenger?
Nothing.
Right. So what is the product?
Me.
You are the product. So there, you know, people say there is nothing free in this world. And I beg to differ. There are free things in this world. And there are, you know, you can subscribe to our RSS feed and download Category 5 TV and watch us offline. And by doing that, you are not seeing the advertisements that are monitoring your seeing those advertisements. You're not clicking on links that are associated with our show. But at the same time, then our bottom line starts to hurt because we do not have the enough revenue to keep doing the things that we do mm-hmm. for free. So that's where people support us on Patreon and people donate to the show and kind of offset that for us. And I think a lot of people are responsible that way where they say, you know what, I've blocked the ads on your website. I download the RSS feed as opposed to watching on YouTube, which monetizes. And so I also give every month through Patreon and that offsets it.
Right.
So that's a responsibility. So we do have to realize that there are responsibilities as consumers that if we're going to use those truly free services, that we do need to be responsible. But with Facebook as the product, mm-hmm. how can we tell what is being sold? Any idea? Like, how could you tell?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Unless they told me, but they're not going to.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Right. So let's head on over. I'm going to show you a little trick here, Sasha, and world. So we're going to head to facebook.com/settings.
Okay.
Just as easy as that. facebook.com/settings. And from here, there are a couple of things that you can do. Of course, the big one that people are trying out these days is delete my account. Or deactivate my account, I should say. Clever wording, Sasha.
So
we'll get to this.
Okay.
Deactivating your account does not actually delete your data, does not actually remove you from Facebook at all.
Okay.
It just turns off your access
to yourself.
And yeah.
Okay.
But everything's still there. Okay.
Okay.
So, but on that same page just below is download a copy of your Facebook data.
Oh, okay.
And when you click on that, it asks you to click forward to compile that data into a zip file, and then you receive an email with the download link. And that allows you to now open up a bit of a repository-style collection of private information that is available on mm-hmm. Facebook. So when I did that, mm-hmm. now, I'm not going to click on everything because there is some seriously private information here. Contact info and all that kind of stuff. But all my posts, my videos, even if they were privately sent, my friends, and I'm just going to change screens here just for a second just to make sure that they're not.
Holy, yeah, they're just.
So it's just a list of all my friends' names. And of course, with the old API, the apps had access to all of these as well. Okay.
Is that friends and their birthdays or friends and when you became friends?
When we became friends.
Okay.
Yeah, unless you were born in 2014.
Oh, am I on
really
there?
Weird. Probably somewhere. Should we check? Do a quick search for Sasha Rickman. So we've actually been friends on Bookface.
Since 2012.
August 23rd, 2012. There you are. So there's a huge amount of information there. Let's go in. I've got private messages. So your Facebook Messenger. The private messages that are available. And I'm purposefully hiding my screen when certain things are absolutely private. Sasha can see this and attest to it. I'll do a quick search for Sasha. and I've got conversations between you, me, and Billy. I've got conversations with you, me, and Carrie. I've got conversations with you, me, Kelsey, and Adam. These were private conversations, you remember? Sasha and Adam, Hillary, Krista, Sasha Lee, and two others.
Wow.
And so these are my private conversations that in Messenger I thought, hey, these are private. And it's as easy as that to see.
That's bananas. Pokes,
events that I've been invited to, that I've gone to, all that kind of information. Security information, applications. Let's look at ad topics. So this is what the AI thinks about me. I am interested in nature, in alkalinity. Now, I never clicked like on alkalinity.
No,
it just, it has figured out that, hey, I like nature and alkalinity.
It says you like sarcasm.
I like sarcasm. So they know, hey, we're going to market to these people, the Gregory Brothers, scholarship, I don't know, music videos, Lindsay Sterling.
This is crazy stuff you should know.
Stuff you should know with Josh and Chuck, the podcast. So these are not pages that I've liked. These are bits of information that Facebook, whose back end has figured out that are to attribute to me as a person. Farm, science, software engineering, music, visual effects.
Rodents?
Rodents, nice. So all of these things. And then I've got ad history, all of the ads that I've clicked on.
Oh.
And it shows me what I've clicked on and when I clicked on it, what I was doing. And then here's...
This is crazy.
Something a little scary. Advertisers with your contact info. And I've got a list here of advertisers who I have no clue who they are.
But they know you.
They have my contact info. They've got my personal information that I thought was absolutely private.
That's not okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. They may as well be Cambridge Analytica.
Right.
They're just third parties that I have no idea who they are. Best tabletop games crowdfunding videos. Obviously, I clicked on a video or something.
Yeah.
And that somehow gave them authority to have my personal contact information.
I am creeped out.
Okay. So go to facebook.com/settings to see what kind of things are being shared about you. And to whom and what information has been collected.
Would it even be worthwhile for me to check that about me if I'm going to delete my Facebook?
Yes, and do it because then it's a backup.
Okay, right? So the pictures are totally viewable if I do that zip file. Like you can see.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing about Facebook.
Your pictures and the comments that have been attributed to them.
Okay, because that's the thing. I don't want to lose my pictures. And I don't want to lose... like the sentiments, right? Like a lot of my memories in the past 8 years are on Facebook, but I also don't. Aw.
So I had somebody say to me, well, you know, I've lost all my photos because I didn't back up. How can I get all my photos from Facebook? Because I post a lot of photos on Facebook. Well, here's an answer. So it is a good feature that they allow you to do this, mm-hmm. to download all of your files, including videos and pictures and everything else.
Right.
But it's also a wake-up call for you to realize, hey, what is Facebook holding about me? How are they aggregating it? How are they determining to market me to the customer? And what kind of information is there that could be accessed by these advertisers?
Right. Now, you said I can't delete my account.
You can.
Okay.
But it's tricky. Okay. So if we wanted to, now I go back to why. Why do you want to do this when you know that you are the product? Okay. Because nobody can really say, oh, I didn't know that Facebook had information about me. Oh, I didn't know that they shared this with third parties. Yeah, you kind of did. I don't think that that's really a valid excuse whatsoever. I think
that's not my reason, though.
Yeah, but if that, so just backing up to why and making that decision. So deactivating your account is under manage account, edit, and you'll see deactivate your account. Okay. And you can click on that and it asks you for your password in order to do that. And then it says, oh, but Shelly's going to miss you. And Becca, my wife, is going to miss me because she only ever sees me on Facebook, right? Jen from New Every Day is going to miss me. I'll message her about that. Would you miss me if I left Facebook? So here's something. This is a required field. Why are you going to leave Facebook? This is temporary. I'll be back. My account was hacked. I don't feel safe on Facebook. So these are all valid points, right?
Right.
But when you click on them, watch what happens. I have a privacy concern. Let's say that's my thing. Oh, well, wait a second. Please remember that you can always control your information. Learn more, let us know, blah, blah, blah. Give feedback, right? So they've set it up as a way to market back to you and say, oh, wait.
Don't leave.
Here's how you can change the thing that you have problems with, that you're concerned about.
Right.
Which makes sense from a business marketing standpoint, but...
feels shady,
It's also a way for you to find how to get your settings.
Right.
If you can't find those privacy settings, pretend you're going to deactivate your account and say, I have a privacy concern. It'll take you right there. If you go on there and you say, well, let's see, my account was hacked. Oh, well, you can secure your account here.
Right.
Well, then click there, and all of a sudden, now you've secured your account with two-factor authentication and everything else. What if you actually wanted to delete your account? Now, remembering, deactivating your account allows it to be reactivated. Your stuff is never removed. It's always there. It's still available. It's still accessible.
The reason why I don't want to do that is because I don't want to be tempted to come back. Mm. For me, it's an addiction.
Okay, so back up everything.
Right. So I want to delete, but I also want to have Messenger.
Okay, we'll talk about that.
Okay.
First of all, to delete your account, you click on Quick Help, and then you click on to... Let's see here. Homepage, timeline. They make it obscure. Oh, it is very obscure. Help Center, up at the top right. See how obscure that is? Now, here, there's no mention of deleting your account, but delete account. How do I permanently delete my account? So again, they give you some information, download a copy of your info, blah, blah, blah. And then if you would like your account permanently deleted with no option of recovery, log into your account and let us know. So when I click that, it says, okay, blah, 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 delete my account. You can follow the prompts and you will presumably delete your account. But remember, once posted to the internet, nothing is ever deleted. Nothing is ever gone. You cannot be guaranteed that it is gone because anyone... such as these advertising companies that have access to my data on Facebook somehow.
Mm-hmm.
I need to look at that and address that.
Mm-hmm.
They have a copy of my data. Okay? So remember that.
Yeah.
You asked about Messenger.
Yeah.
If you delete your Facebook account, you can still use Messenger.
Okay.
Now remember, it is still a Facebook product.
Right.
Or a Facebook software. You are the product.
I use it as a tool. So I'm not as addicted to Messenger.
Again, with Messenger, you just have to remember that your conversations, though private, are not private.
Right.
They are being recorded, and they are being stored on Facebook servers.
And I'm okay with that in that I have very benign conversations on Facebook.
Yeah.
Or on Messenger, but
being realistic about what this is.
Right. I don't want... See, and this is the thing. I don't want to lose all contact with the people who are important to me on Facebook. I just don't want Facebook. But if I have Messenger, people can still have conversations with me. Like, I can still be... We have a group chat. I can still be part of the group chat if I don't have Facebook.
Right. Now, with Messenger, if you do not have a Facebook account, you're going to need phone numbers. It's going to operate using phone numbers, and you're going to sign in using your phone number. If you deactivate your Facebook account and log into Messenger with your Facebook user and password, it will reactivate your Facebook account.
I don't have
after deleting. I've never deleted my account, so I don't know what would happen if I tried to log into Messenger using my username and password, or whether I'd still have access to my friends list.
Mm-hmm.
They say you don't. I have seen posts that say, yeah, you would still have access to your friends in that chat. But most definitely, as Facebook advertises, you can use Messenger exclusive of Facebook and log in using your phone number.
Okay.
And it will allow you to then connect with other people using their phone numbers.
Because what's my other option? If I don't have Messenger, I just use email? Is that
email
it?
Is
or
a good
like
option.
Google Hangouts?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I suppose you could use Hangouts and IRC and Discord and any number of apps, and people would say WhatsApp and you know,
then I need to have those people that are on my Messenger be okay with transferring themselves over.
That's it.
Like, but I just I don't like how infiltrated it is now. Like Facebook is part of me, and I don't love it.
You have to set boundaries for yourself, for sure. Because it is, it can be an addictive platform because they've built it to be that.
And it is.
That's what they, that's how they've created it. They, you'll be scrolling your phone and suddenly it'll jump to the top. Do you think that's an accident? As frustrating as that is?
No.
No.
Right. I don't.
You may never not have ever thought about that kind of stuff, but so my account will remain. Sasha wants to delete her account. What is your opinion now of Facebook? And if you are going to delete Facebook, hashtag delete Facebook, why? That's my question. Why? What's your reason behind wanting to delete Facebook? I have to stay on Facebook because I administer our Facebook pages. Unlike Tesla, I'm not going to delete our Facebook pages. We're too small for that. They're huge.
We're
too small. We need to be able to communicate with our community.
If I was casual with Facebook, I would be okay with keeping it. It's just that it's become a thing for me, and I don't like that. I won't quit coffee. Coffee will always be a thing for me. But I don't need new addictions. So Facebook's... I was a late joiner to Facebook. I only joined 8 years ago. Like, I was a late joiner because it felt weird to begin with. And then I got on it, and...
Would you be better to deactivate your account, and some people do this, where they just step away from Facebook for a month and just see how you fare. Not because I would encourage an addiction, but because you may find that it's today's communication in a lot of ways. It's also how, it's how I communicate with a lot of folks and keep up with my family and what they're up to, because we're not all connected in, you know, physical, you know, getting together all the time. And it's how I update other people about us. It's how I let people know what my kids are up to. And,
I know.
But I do it anonymously to some degree. You know, like when I post, you'll notice if you follow my personal Facebook that everything is very generic.
Yeah, I don't do a lot of
Say kids' names and stuff. It's like my kids.
I know. I don't do a, I don't do a lot of oversharing. I don't post anything that I wouldn't be okay with sharing with the world. It's just the... It just feels weird now to me.
Feels weird now. Okay, so that's one. You know why I'm staying? Why are you leaving or staying? Comment below. Let us know.